Good day, everyone. Welcome back to Dreams Warp, the podcast that helps you sculpt your dreams into reality. For this episode, I'm going to be tackling a question I got from a viewer on YouTube. And basically, it sums up to this. Things have only gotten worse since I've learned about Law of Attraction. What am I doing wrong? Let's talk about it. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. All right, everyone, let's go ahead and get into this. My name is George, and if this is your first time here, first, I want to say thank you for clicking on the podcast, checking out the content. This podcast presents a psychotherapist and Zen Buddhist perspective on mind and how it manifests your moment-to-moment reality. Ultimately, the podcast is here to help you master your reality, master your life through mastery of your mind. So if you're interested in that kind of topic, you've definitely come to the right place. We have a few series here on the podcast. We have our Tuesday Taoism. We have our Zen stream on Sunday. And then once in a while, like today, I throw in an episode extra, something related to either a question I get, something related to manifesting, maybe Law of Attraction, maybe modern psychology, mental health. That is, after all, my background. So I figure I would take this opportunity that I had today, a little extra time, to address a question. I actually got this through an email. You know, you all always can send me an email at elucidatetheReal@gmail.com if you ever have questions, you know, comments, concerns, and you want me to tackle a certain subject here on the podcast, feel free to email me. Again, that's elucidatetheReal@gmail.com. Now, let's get into this. So, like I said, I'm kind of paraphrasing this issue. I'm not going to read the whole email that I got here, but the issue is basically, like I said in the intro, you know, things seem to have only gotten worse since I started practicing some of these Law of Attraction techniques that I've been learning about, and I want to know what's going on, why are things, you know, not going in my favor, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I did do an episode a few months ago, if you want to listen to it, and it was, I don't remember the exact title of it, but it's something like When Law of Attraction Tools Become Blocks to Manifesting, something like that. So that may be another good episode to listen to if you're struggling with an issue like this. And I imagine that there are a lot of people that may be struggling with an issue like this, and it is one of the reasons that I'm always a little, I don't know what the right word is, maybe I guess a little hesitant, a little apprehensive about talking, you know, sharing a lot of information about Law of Attraction type of tools and techniques. I have a ton of content that I've already put out related to that. And these days, I'm just a little bit more hesitant about it. And I'm going to, hopefully, as this particular episode progresses, it'll become clear as to why that is the case. I'll do my best. Hopefully, it'll come across clearly. So let's tackle this. So the first thing that is very important is I want to just put it out here is that a lot of people, they watch a ton of videos, you know, related to Law of Attraction tools and techniques. They maybe, you know, listen to some podcasts about Law of Attraction. Then they read a bunch of books about Law of Attraction. They get all this information, right? All these tools, all these different techniques to try. And sometimes, let's be real, you know, in some cases, they have wonderful success with them, right? And they're able to, for example, take on a set of affirmations or do a certain kind of visualization technique or whatever, do some scripting, maybe do the 5x55, whatever. And boom, it's like they get amazing benefit. And I have had a few people on the YouTube channel, my YouTube channel, you know, come on and write a comment, say, wow, I did this and it worked. Thank you so much. Just had one the other day. Somebody was talking about a home that they wanted to manifest and they were able to do it. And that's wonderful. I'm really happy when that happens. But at the same time, the risk sometimes of what happens is that we get all this knowledge, all this intellectual kind of information, right? They're just seeping into our minds. And remember that most of our learning, right, when we first learn something new, like when you first read a book or you first learn a new skill or you first, you know, memorize something, it's happening with an area of our mind that I've addressed a whole lot here on the podcast and on the channel. It's our limited thinking, rational, problem-solving mind, okay? It's the mind that deals in kind of, you know, intellectualizing and what's the word I'm looking for? Memorizing. And the point is, it's a limited aspect of our minds. And now you do hear a lot, and I've heard it before as well, is that manifesting occurs actually from the subconscious mind. And I kind of see where people are coming from when they say stuff like that, but I just also feel that the term subconscious mind has been used by so many different people in so many different ways that I think now when you use that term, a lot of people have a different idea of what the subconscious mind is. And that's why I've referred to it definitely in many episodes, but I prefer to discuss it in different terms. I do believe that most of the manifesting of our reality is coming from an area of our mind that is not that typical, like I was just describing, the conscious, linear, problem-solving mind, okay? That's kind of the mind that we use in our day-to-day affairs, that we kind of plan our day, you know, that we maybe look to the future, recall the past. You know, we want to get to solution B and we're starting at problem A and it kind of tracks a course. That's the thinking mind, okay? And there's been plenty of talk throughout the years about that part of our mind, the thinking mind. That part of our mind, okay, is not where most of the manifesting of our reality comes from, okay? That part of our mind, if you look at it this way, it's kind of like the part of our mind that deals with what has already manifested, okay? It's like, this is here, this is the life, this is what I have to do today, this is the problem that I have in front of me, this is how I'm going to solve it. And it basically is a planner, a thinker, an intellectualizer, and it solves problems. That's what it does. The part of our mind that does more of the manifesting, okay, that is, it requires a different approach. Now, what I think happens with a lot of people who have success with law of attraction tools is that there's no blocks. It's almost as if they get this new information. Let's get real. Let's get a concrete example here. Let's say somebody wants to manifest, you know, some more financial abundance in their lives, right? And so they pick up a few affirmations, and they have nothing basically in the manifesting area of their minds. They have nothing really there blocking the affirmations from taking hold. Then boom, you may have success almost right away. But for many individuals who have maybe struggled for many years financially, then they take these affirmations and they start using them. But the problem is that much of their manifested reality has already been under circumstances where they struggle financially. And as such, those affirmations may get rejected. It's a good way to put it. So if you look at it this way, it's almost as if you have a computer. Let's say you have a laptop or a computer, desktop computer, and it has a virus running through it, okay, that prevents it from carrying out a certain function that you want. And you may keep loading new software into it to try to get it to learn how to give you the result that you want, but you have not removed the virus, right? So what happens is that any new information that you have, it gets corrupted by the virus that's already in there, okay? If that makes sense. I'm hoping that metaphor kind of works for you. Now, I hope you don't take that to mean that if something is not working for you, that you have some kind of virus, that there's something wrong with you. I don't intend to say that. I just think it's a good metaphor for what I'm talking about, is that there is something underneath our typical everyday thinking that is getting in the way of the tools giving you the desired effect. And when you have a situation like that, which I believe happens, like I said, for a good number of people, Then, no matter how many new tools you learn, they don't seem to have the effect that you're looking for. And in many cases, and this comes directly to the question that, I started with here, is that as the person gets less and less of the desired result, they get more and more frustrated, and this tends to kind of activate more resistance. It tends to activate more of that virus, and now you see more negative things manifesting. It's almost like your reality starts to confirm the fact that this is not working, right? And, you know, I've been there. I've had that situation, and I'm sure if you're listening to this, you may have had it as well. And so this is where I think there is a huge blank spot or blind spot. That's the word I'm looking for. Huge blind spot in most, not all, but most of the material that I have, you know, run across online myself, people talking about law of attraction, sharing law of attraction tools. It's that, you know, you do hear about things like subconscious blocks and things like that, but I don't think they're really addressed in a way, at least from my understanding, I don't believe that they're addressed in a way that has been, I've never seen one that is truly, truly, like, really gonna fix the issue, okay? And this is why, for purposes of my practice, I have found knowledge that is coming from things outside of law of attraction to be very beneficial, okay, to my practice. And a lot of times it's not about adding new information, such as, you know, new law of attraction tools, techniques, you know, new knowledge. It's more about getting rid of things that will get in the way of that new knowledge anyway. So going to talk about how that can be done here, you know, using information that usually comes from outside of law of attraction. Just give me a minute here, allow a word from a sponsor, and I will be right back. All right, you all, thank you for your patience. I am back. So how do we address this blind spot or this issue, going back to the metaphor of the computer where you keep adding new law of attraction tools, new law of attraction techniques, but there's obviously something running in your sort of manifesting function that is getting in the way, okay? And I want to go back here to something that a Zen teacher once told me, and I've shared it here. It's been quite a while since I talked about it, and I also talked about it, I think, once on the YouTube channel, but there's a teacher, actually a Zen master, his name is, I'm going to butcher this name. I think it's Sung Sung. He's the founder of, the Kwan Um school of Zen. And, we have, where I live, there's a temple, pretty close by. So, when I practice, I tend to go there. You know, when I practice with others, I practice at home every day, but when I practice with others, I tend to go there. And so one of the teachers from that school, once told me a story about his master, which is the founder of this school, Sung Sung. And he said that the master used to take a stick, you know, a lot of Zen teachers carry a Zen stick, and he would poke it at the gut, right? The area, right just below the navel. And he would say, you have to make your center strong. You have to make your center strong. And for some reason, this just stuck with me, this story, right? Such a simple thing, right? You have to keep your center strong. And this really got me kind of thinking about things. And the way that I see it is that I believe that we do not manifest, as I've been saying, we do not manifest with that kind of surface level mind, that thinking mind. In fact, I believe we manifest with our whole bodies, we manifest with our whole entire being, okay? Because remember that the mind, a huge part of the mind and how you manifest has to do with what your body is telling you, your five senses, what you're feeling in your body, your emotions, all the things. So you're actually manifesting with your whole being, okay, if that makes sense. Okay, so thinking is just one tiny aspect of your whole being. So the idea here is that to get things out of the way that may be interrupting these new techniques and tools that you're using, we have to make our center strong. And this, of course, you know, I'm going to say it. For me, it has implied a whole lot of meditation, okay? Because meditation has been the most direct path that I have found to make me more aware of things that I carry in my being that have produced effects in my life that are not what I want, okay? And I would highly recommend also here, just as a side note, you know, for me, of all, and I, granted, I have not read every single Law of Attraction book out there and listened to every single Law of Attraction teacher out there. Maybe you know of a really good one. But for me, the one, especially the later teachings that seems to resonate most true for me has been, you know, Esther Hicks and Abraham Hicks and their, that whole, you know, group or whatever. They just really focus a lot on the emotional importance of things. And I believe that emotions are very, very closely associated to our being, right? That part of us, again, that is beyond the thinking mind. So emotions to me are sort of the communication, how our center or source communicates to us and from us, okay? So, you know, typical thing that I've heard Abraham Hicks say, which I think is pretty good, is when you are having very negative thought and you feel very bad, that feeling is basically telling you that you're not in that thought is not in alignment with what it is that you want to experience in your reality. And okay, that makes sense. But the thing is that to go a little bit, push a little bit beyond that, or bring up possibly another issue, is that if you don't have a very good sense of how to listen to that feeling, that's a problem. That's a problem because you're going to have a hard time manifesting if you're not very in tune with what your being or emotional body is telling you in a moment-to-moment basis. And of course, how do you develop the ability to listen, to really, really listen to the most subtle little vibration that can come from your body, from your being, or from something happening around you? And for me, that has come through the practice of meditation, because when you're just sitting, meditating, you're not moving your body, you become very, very, very sensitive to everything that is happening within, right? And this ties back to a recent Tao Te Ching chapter that I discussed, right? All this stuff connects. You know, we talk about, and I did it myself. We talk about, oh, well, this knowledge comes from Law of Attraction, and this knowledge comes from Taoism, and this knowledge comes from Zen, and this, but it's all spiritual truth is pretty much spiritual truth, right? It's just the labels that we put on it. But that being said, just a couple of episodes ago, I was doing the Tao Te Ching, and we talked about how in the chapter, he says, you know, how do I know all these things, right? And he says, I look inside myself and see, right? And if you listen to that episode, you know what I'm talking about. And this is what I'm talking about, is that having that sight to which he points in that Tao Te Ching chapter is fundamentally important. So it's almost as if, going back to the computer metaphor, right? If you don't know that there's a virus running, right? What are you going to do, right? Even if, let's say that you eventually come to the conclusion, it's like, wow, you know, there must be a virus running in here, right? That's great that you have that knowledge, but do you know how to get it out? Do you know what you need to do in order to get it? Because that's a whole different thing, right? It's one thing to know that it's there. It's another thing to develop the, in this case, when we're talking about, you know, in ourselves, it's a one thing to know that there's a block. It's another thing to have the sensitivity to be able to know where the block is coming from and how to let go of what, how, of whatever it is that is making that block possible. That is so important. And once you're able to do that, okay, then you are going to slowly start to notice, which has been my experience, okay, I can't speak for anybody else, but what I have started to notice is that the more and more of these blocks I become aware of and I'm able to let go of, then almost automatically I start to manifest better things in my life without even having to learn a lot of law of attraction skills, without even having to repeat tons of affirmations or do tons of visualizing or do tons of scripting or all that stuff. Why? Because our natural state is abundance. Our natural state is love. Our natural state is peace. Our natural state is awakening. Our natural state is enlightenment. So when you have that kind of connection with the highest part of yourself, the part that comes from beyond that thinking mind where I started, right, then you actually need very little tools. You don't need a lot of law of attraction tools. You could still use them if you want to. There's nothing wrong with using them. And some people use them and they feel great using them. And that's wonderful. You know, we all have a tendency to visualize, right? When we daydream, for example, we visualize happy futures, we get excited about things, we fantasize about things. That's a natural thing that we do. And so if that makes you feel good and you like visualizing, great, keep doing it, you know? Because ultimately, whatever it is that you're doing that makes you feel good, it's going to attract more good things into your life. Now, I just heard myself say that. I want to just interject this here, is that we need to be careful because sometimes we think certain things make us feel good. But again, that could be a result of, going back to the metaphor, the virus that is kind of running in our state, right? So drugs is a prime example. Well, he told me that as long as I feel good, I'm going to attract good things. I'm going to go get high. That makes me feel great. But that's actually probably, I would say, 99.99999% of cases, that's going to backfire, right? That's going to backfire. And I think it's pretty obvious as to why. So the key thing is here that I'm getting at is if you're having this kind of issue where you're learning all these law of attraction tools, all these law of attraction techniques, you're practicing all this law of attraction stuff, and you're still finding that you're frustrated, you're getting more frustrated, things are not going the way you want, anything like that, it's time to perhaps put down that knowledge, okay? Just put it all down and take some time to still the self, strengthen the center. And that comes through learning how to become very, very still. I have a lot of, podcast episodes and YouTube videos talking about, you know, my meditation practice, how I do it, you know, giving specific instructions. I have a podcast episode. Gosh, I'm tripping all over my own words. I have a podcast episode called how exactly meditation practice helps with law of attraction techniques or manifesting or something like that. I suggest you look for that episode. Listen to that because that can help. But we need to be careful because in cases where we have not become sensitive to our own blocks and we have not rooted out our own blocks, I believe that when you learn a lot of law of attraction tools, techniques, and tips and tricks and all that stuff, you can actually start to get more deluded. You could actually start to go down a path that gets you more lost, more frustrated, manifesting worse and worse things. And of course, this is not what I would want to have happen to anyone. So this is a message that I think has been pretty consistent for me ever since I started the YouTube channel. If you find my earliest YouTube videos, I talk about this a whole lot. And it's an issue where it's almost as if, you know, to manifest the life of your dreams, you know, you have to throw a 100-yard pass with a football. Now, if you have a great arm and you have no health problems and you have, you know, you're like a perfect condition of your arm, you may be able to do that every single time and manifest everything you want. And I believe enlightened masters are good examples of people like that. But we all have issues that we're working through, right? We have issues from our childhood. We have beliefs that have been instilled in us by adults we grew up around. We have cultural beliefs, religious beliefs, socioeconomic beliefs. We have tons of stuff that has been imprinted in our conscious and subconscious mind. And so this is the equivalent of having that same person saying, oh yeah, just throw this 100-yard pass and you're going to manifest anything you want. But they're walking up with an injured arm, with muscles that aren't that strong, maybe with an old injury, all kinds of stuff. And they can't throw it perfectly every single time. And so what do we have to do? It's not about throwing it over and over and over and over and over. It's about healing the arm first. And that's where I think, this other knowledge from other areas really plays a huge part, okay? And that's what I try to share here on the podcast with you all. So I hope that this information came across clearly and that it helps you today in your practice. Stay tuned. I'll be back in a few days with another Zen stream. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.